everybody. Hey, I don't have my dinger. As you notice, we're outside of the Banyan Hypnosis Center today. Guess what? We've decided to give you a surprise tour of the center, and not just give you a tour, but really get inside the thinking of why everything is here. And you notice I've got this little Bluetooth thing in my ear. That's because I've got Celeste here. Celeste, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. This is going to be a very exciting episode. You actually get the Banyan Hypnosis Center tour, and you get to see it before I do. Well, I guess I'll get to see it when you do, because as Cal is doing this, I actually can't see what's going on. So I'm just looking right in the camera and listening to everything. This is really interesting.
Beautiful. Hey, so Celeste is going to be kind of asking me questions. She'll be thinking about what you, the audience out there, might be thinking about as we go through this tour. So let me start off outside. When you're picking your location for your center, oh, and Celeste, you're going to be keeping track of time for me, okay? So we do this about 20 minutes per episode. I'm expecting that we're probably going to take 2, 3, maybe even 4 episodes to get through all this. All right. So, you'll hear the noise in the background. We're outside. We're in beautiful Tustin, California. Last Sunday it was 90 degrees here in April, and we couldn't help but decide to move. I got tired of shoveling snow and all that kind of stuff. And so about a year and a half ago, we moved to California, and here we are. We had to pick a new location. We looked at a whole bunch of sites, and we picked this one for a number of different reasons. It's a wonderful building. The building you see in the background is that entire top half of the building is the Banyan Hypnosis Center. We have beautiful parking. There's a beautiful area around the back of the building where you can have picnics and stuff like that. Around the outside of the building, all the way around, is a beautiful patio area where we can break for lunch during classes and that sort of thing. Okay, when we chose this building, one of the main things we were looking at was we wanted the building to be easy to find. Our location needed to be easy to find. It should be easy to get to. We're located near in Orange County, the 405 freeway, the 55 freeway, and also the 5 freeway, very well known. We're right on Warner Avenue and the corner of Red Hill, which if you live in Orange County, well, you know where that is. And if you live in Los Angeles or San Diego, you know about the 5 and the 405, and you'll be able to find us very easily. Okay, so as we're doing this, when we were choosing the new place, in the old place, we were in a L-shaped mall, which is more of a retail place. And the research I did at the time when we first opened the Hypnosis Center, which is now the Banyan Hypnosis Center, I'd done some research, and it looked like it was going to be important that we were connected with a retail type area where there'd be lots of foot traffic. But after really literally 10 years of watching the statistics, we ask everybody that comes in our center how they heard about us. What we found was that a very small percentage of foot traffic really came into us because we're in a retail center. Now, if everything was equal, still go with the retail center. But we just found it wasn't that important for us with our clientele, and because we do so much teaching. Celeste, you got any questions about why we chose our location and anything like that?
Well, no, but did you say that you had 3 major highways right there?
That's right. We're kind of like we're right in the middle of a triangle of where 3 major freeways intersect.
I can't imagine a better setup.
Well, this is the big city, Orange County, California.
Cool. Are there palm trees?
Is there palm trees? You bet there's palm trees. But it's not in my background right here, but the place is littered with palm trees and sunshine. Another thing that we want to do, I think what we're going to do, since there's all this airplane noise and traffic noise, is we're going to go ahead and move this, as I talk to you about the center, into the building. So just in case the audio isn't turning out so good out here, we're going to go ahead and do that. So I'll just keep talking to you about why we chose the center.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better now that you've gotten out of the wind or something. And so what about parking? Do you have like a parking garage, or is there street parking, or what's that like there?
Okay, it's all beautiful street parking. There's always adequate parking, even when we have classes where we have, you know, maybe 20, 30 students at a time. That was a really big, important consideration. Also, Chad just about fell with the camera. What's important is that you have the outside look safe, have it be comfortable, well lit, because in the wintertime, of course, it gets dark, you know, pretty early, even in California, not like way up in Minnesota. It used to get dark at 3 o'clock in the afternoon during the winter. But it's just really important just to, you know, have it look safe and professional and that kind of thing.
I know that you do a significant amount of training. I'm wondering about airports nearby, hotels and restaurants. Can you speak to that just a little bit for the convenience of the students coming in?
Yes, and you know what? We're only about 5 miles, maybe less, from the John Wayne International Airport. And so that is really nice. We also have a special arrangement with a very nice, inexpensive, but very clean hotel nearby where the students stay and that kind of thing.
And what about your relationship with, like, the other tenants in the building? What do they think about you guys doing hypnosis up there on the top floor?
Well, they think it's really cool, but we have this wine distributor downstairs, and sometimes we have to tell them to keep the partying down and stuff. All right, I see our receptionist just ran out of the way when she saw the camera, and that was...
Oh, are we upstairs now?
Huh?
So we're upstairs now?
Yeah, we're upstairs now. You can't tell it's a little bit quieter?
Yeah, oh yeah, well, I could tell that right away when you got out of the wind.
Good. Okay, let's see. Yeah, you got to have a good relationship with the people around. And probably a weakness of our location is we don't have... when we were in Minnesota at the center you saw us at...
Is there a secret entrance for celebrities? That's what I really want to know.
I can't tell you, because then it wouldn't be secret anymore, would it?
So Brad Pitt is never going to be in clear sight in the waiting room when I come up there, is he?
I don't know. We have we've actually had some rock and roller here, and you know, we're in. I've got a movie star that's learning Seventh Path and all this kind of stuff. So it's quite interesting what's going on.
Very cool.
But of course, no names, that kind of thing. So that looks straighter. Chad, is that a little straighter, you think?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So now we're in our receiving area, and we're going to talk a little bit about this. And you guys that are watching, excuse us if we're a little bit jerky with the camera, because, you know, we're just doing the best we can here.
Oh, receiving area. That sounds very fancy.
Well, of course, we know why we don't call it the waiting area.
Yeah.
Because we don't keep our clients waiting. We're very, very punctual.
What about the reception area? There's no food, no cake. Just a joke there. Go on.
I didn't get that because that's a woman's thing.
That's okay. It wasn't very funny anyway.
I didn't make that connection. So anyway, the receptionist saw the camera and she went running away. That's Nicole. And let me talk a little about the receiving
area. Wait a minute.
Don't
let them do that. I want to see their face. Tell her to get back here. What's her
name? I know what we should do. Chad, can you come here for a second? Everybody, this is Chad.
Hello,
Chad's
sweetie.
The guy that replaced John, and he does all the video editing and stuff like that. Let's give him a hand.
Yay!
Yay.
All right, thanks. All right. So now you'll get to see Chad. Anyway, you can always go to hypnosiscenter.com, and there's a picture of all of our staff and stuff there. All right, let's get into the important stuff, setting up your reception area. Now, when you walk into our reception area, you'll notice right away that it's a very professional, very clean. You know, there's no crystal balls or beaded curtains, incense burning in the background. You know, no Wiccan holiday posters. Not that there's anything wrong with all that stuff, you know. But what you want to do is you want to set up an environment where people would feel comfortable in inviting their friends, families, mother, father, sister, brother, to come and see your office and see you in your office. So you always want to have it be that way. So let me just kind of talk a little bit about what happens when someone walks into the receiving area. They'll immediately be greeted. We will be anticipating their arrival, and we will have all their paperwork ready. They'll come in, they'll fill out some intake paperwork, and then what they're going to do is they are going to watch the pre-talk video. So Chad, go ahead and swing over to the, just take the camera, let them show the area over there. Now over there, you'll see that there is a chair and a TV and a DVD player, and people will watch my pre-talk video. And then if they're in for one of the, what we call the too much behaviors, then what we would do is play them what we call the secret language of feelings videos. It explains to them the emotional component of what they're doing, as far as like eating too much, drinking too much, and that kind of thing. Do you remember that, Celeste?
Yes, I use those videos. Absolutely remember that. What I like is that they really set up the client to, especially the truth about hypnosis, basically does all the work for me. So, you know, when I, after they watch it, I just ask them if they have any questions, and almost every time they say no, he pretty well explained it. And it's great to put your pre-talk on video. I actually have recorded my own and edited it, but I still haven't been got it on a DVD.
Yeah, well, it's there until you need, until you get yours done, right?
Yes, thanks so much. I really love it. That's why it's, I've been sort of lazy though.
Well, you know, what happens is since you're using mine, you have time to get yours just the way you want it.
That's exactly right. And then the secret language of feelings, that, you know, what can you say about that? It just really helps people to understand how, you know, to work with their feelings so that they're not using food as a distractor. And it explains the whole feel bad, distract cycle, which clients need to learn about.
That's right. And they will understand why you do the emotional work, such as age regression and that kind of thing.
It really plants the seed that they know that emotions are going to be involved, which they are. So it's, you know, it's a gentle way to let them know.
Mm-hmm. Celeste, how are we doing on time?
We are at about 12 minutes.
Okay, good. I want to see if I can, we might run over just a few minutes on this one because I want to talk a little bit more about this waiting area or reception area so that people kind of get some ideas about what they can do. So it should be clean, organized, inviting, and definitely not spooky. Video viewing area for pre-talk videos, which I just talked about. And also at our other center, we had these special rooms set up for that. If you remember, we had two video viewing rooms. Now we don't. We just have an area of the reception area set up for that, and that's working out pretty good. We've downsized a little bit with regard to clientele. At the old center, we had 3 hypnotherapy offices. At the new center, we have 2. We've kind of shifted the emphasis of our center more towards training and publishing and that kind of thing. We still have clients coming in here every day. In fact, I got to be done by 1:30 because some clients are coming in, and so I'm kind of on a timetable. Let me see. Oh, I know what I want Chad to do. Chad, will you swing that camera over there at the coffee table?
You know, Cal, I actually remember some time ago a hypnosis office, and in their waiting area, sorry, their receiving area, they had a TV going 24/7 of just the something like the truth about hypnosis, and interspersed with testimonials. And it was kept kind of low, but it was always there. And I think that's kind of a neat thing, too, because sometimes people do come with either a spouse or a friend. And so that's something that I think is just a different sort of idea. You could have, you know, your written testimonials in a binder or something, but you could also, you know, if you'd so like to do that, put it on video. Cal, you ought to do that. You do a lot of video.
Well, you know, I think that's great. Anything that helps move the client towards shall we say, you know, having that mental expectation of being successful. Chad has now got the camera facing our coffee table, and all the viewers right now will notice that there's something missing from every receiving area or waiting room you've ever been in before, because you'll find that people that run the office will have what, like Newsweek, news magazines, ladies magazines, and so on, sports magazines. And one day it dawned on me that my clients didn't come in to really look at, you know, month-old magazines. They came in to have the very best hypnosis experience. So on the table, those white binders are filled with testimonials of people that says, you know, thank you so much for changing my life and helping me lose weight or stop smoking or improve my baseball game or golf game or overcome my pain or to have natural childbirth and all these kinds of things. So being able to do that is a wonderful thing. Let me talk a little bit about some other things that we've got going on here. In our center, we will have positive pictures up. We will have certificates up, like our Better Business Bureau certificate is up. And Chad, why don't you slowly pan across this wall over here, and you'll see that we have all the certificates and degrees of our hypnotherapists up on the wall. And what it really does is it adds credibility. And Chad, since you got the camera in that area, just go ahead and pan down a little bit and show your work area.
Cal,
and
we're right at about 15 minutes, just to let you know.
Okay, good. As I said, we might run over a little bit. Let me know when I get to 20, okay? All right.
You know, I just put up in my, I know you're not in the bathroom yet, but in my bathroom, and I know you may have this in your reception area, and I think it's important, just a little sign that says, please tell a friend about our services, always accepting referrals or something like that.
Sure, we have that kind of stuff too. And we say, you know, things that we can help with for men, things that we work of interest to women, and we put them right there in the restroom. But we're probably not going to visit our restroom on the tour. Although they are lovely, it just doesn't seem appropriate. Chad is panning down to his work area, and maybe you can see a little bit of the other IT areas over there. We have a number of websites, and we're always doing productions like this. And Chad handles the handling things like editing these videos, and then he also handles website maintenance and stuff like that. Okay, let me talk a little bit more about our waiting area. Something that I love to talk about because it's so important in our profession is that you need to have consistency of presentation. I remember when I was in Minnesota, there was another trainer that was telling his students that they should aggrandize themselves somehow, like someone who's just out of hypnosis school, so to speak. He'd tell them, now I want you to go out there and, you know, name your office, you know, the Grand Worldwide Institute of Hypnosis Research and International Development Studies or something like that. And you know, that would be a wonderful name if in fact that's true. And when the problem with that is that when you put that on your brochures or in your Yellow Pages ads and stuff like that, when people expect to come to an office that's, you know, in a 200-year-old building with, you know, ivy-covered walls and that kind of thing, and when they come to the actual office, they would be very disappointed and they'd feel like you've kind of misled them, which you have. And I'm going to say this, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's going to be no game. And so you want to really keep in mind in your advertising and also in how you set up your office that you're going to be building confidence all the time. You want to have a continuity between how you sell yourself and your ads, your name, your website, that it's continuous with what they'll actually find when they get with the center. We've talked about that before, haven't we, Celeste?
Yeah, we have. And of course, you know, doing that is only going to help with all of your sessions, including age regression. You just got to get the rapport and they've got to feel comfortable to be able to do some of these things, some of these techniques where, you know, they're going to be accessing their own emotions and sharing what's coming up for them inside their mind as they go back into the past.
Exactly.
Some of the private moments in their life.
Yeah, you know, what inhibits hypnosis? Fear. And you, to do that kind of work, you really have to have deep levels of hypnosis. And if they're insecure because they feel like you've misled them in some way, then you're just not going to get those levels of hypnosis. Let me just see if I can wrap up a few more things here in our reception area. You'll note, can you see this in the camera, Chad? Okay, that we'll have brochures out here because our clients... Sure, they've already decided to have hypnosis, but we'll have brochures out here that they can pick up for a number of different issues. Some of them go up and see our little stack of brochures and see, you know, weight loss, stop smoking, all these different things. And they'll think, gee, my uncle could use this, or, oh, my mom could use this stress management thing. And they'll take these things out and distribute them for you. So have additional brochures out there. And gosh, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I should talk about at our reception area. Oh, I know one thing I want to talk about. If you ever call our office, you'll notice the way we answer the phone. Thank you for calling the Banyan Hypnosis Center. My name's Cal Banyan. How can I help you succeed today? And the thing is, we want to set the tone from the very beginning that we have confidence that we can help you. Okay, Celeste, I guess that's getting to be pretty close to 20 minutes.
Yeah, we got about only 51 seconds left, so you did really good.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to post this one right away, and then I'm going to continue the tour, and we'll probably get maybe two or three, probably two more episodes out of this. We'll post them as we get them done. It's kind of a big job to take Celeste's video and my video and for Chad to put it all together for the episode. So we'll be posting about one a week, as usual, and we'll probably have about three or four episodes from this. And Celeste is going to be asking me some of the questions that have been sent in, and that's going to be great. Celeste, why don't you wrap it up as usual?
All right, everybody, make sure you tune into the next one, because we are going to not only continue the tour of the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California, but we're also going to check out a really good question that I think that you're going to find to be extremely interesting, and I'm not going to even give a hint about it because I want to surprise you. So that's it for me, Celeste Hackett in Dallas, Texas.
All right, this is Cal Banyan. I want to remind you, hey, check into my secret project, nutritional cleansing program. You can always just email me. It's calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com. You can also check out our other websites. That's calbanyan.com. That's the native place where you go to get these videos. You might be watching it on YouTube, or you might be watching it on iTunes. Go to calbanyan.com, because right below this video is all the links and special texts that go along and support what we did today. Hypnosiscenter.com. To find out about our training programs. We have NGH-approved hypnosis certification courses. We have advanced the Week of Power hypnosis training course with 5-Path and 7-Path. And, of course, hypnosis.org, where we org hypnosis for you. And we have just been doing some great revamping of all of our Meet the Pros audio and videos there. You can get free hypnosis seminars anytime you want, anywhere in the world. So that's it. I got no dinger, but this is Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.